Edward Jerejian runs the James Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University in Houston. He served as ambassador to Israel during the Clinton administration. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Mr. Ambassador.
Good morning.
Tell us whether there's any reason to think that this latest U.S. initiative will succeed. So many others have failed.
I think that the serious deterioration in the situation, as President Bush referred to in his opening remarks yesterday, really underscores the gravity of the situation and how this can escalate into a greater conflict in the region. And therefore, I think that the parties have come to a point where the United States is really calling the leadership on both sides to assume their responsibilities and cease the violence and the military actions. At the same time, prepare the what the president has called the pathway to peace, which is really the main focal point beyond ceasing the violence that General Powell, that Secretary of State Powell, will be addressing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a fear, though, that Israel is going to use this time before Mr. Powell gets there to just increase its campaign in the West Bank and also maybe even enter the Gaza Strip, too?
I think that's a clear possibility. I think Prime Minister Sharon and the Israeli government, what they've embarked upon is to, with military action, root out what they call the infrastructure of the terrorists, and to do the job that they called upon Yasser Arafat to do, in which they claim that he simply has not done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a clear possibility that the military actions will continue. It was interesting to note that the Israeli spokespersons talked about a 2 to 3 week period of operation, so I would not be surprised if that continued as long as they felt they could in order to get the job done. But, of course, that is problematic in terms of what the results of that would be and what the reaction would be.
Sure. And meantime, what about these two leaders there, Sharon and Arafat, given their bitter, bitter history? Are these men capable of negotiating a peace?
Well, it is interesting. I did meet with both men separately in the last 2 months, and I did ask Arafat at one point. I said, "Are you willing to negotiate with Israeli Prime Minister Sharon?" And he said declaratively, "Yes, of course." He holds the power, and that he is also the man we must not forget. He said that did dismantle Yamit, the settlement in the Sinai during the Camp David Accords in '79. It was the correct answer, I guess, to an American interlocutor. At the same time, Prime Minister Sharon has made very clear his disdain for Arafat's leadership and that he considered him to be deceitful, mm-hmm. and, in his eyes, without using those words, not a valid interlocutor, and that he was talking about dealing with other representatives of the Palestinian Authority. So both men obviously have a history. They're two protagonists in this bloody struggle. But at the end of the day, in politics and diplomacy, you have to deal, the parties have to deal, and we have to deal with the people who actually are in power.
Yes. Thank you very much. Edward Jerejian is director of the James Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University in Houston, Texas. He is a former U.S. ambassador to Israel. Thank you, sir.